Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
Rami in for Sparky, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's and live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And it is that time to check in with that guy who covers those Brewers for Forbes Sports and us right here on The Fan, brought to you by Focus Baseball. I dial up Andrew Wagner now on the hotline. Wags, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
I've got some good breaking news to report.
Oh?
Those of you who are worried about World War III breaking out tonight, situation over there in the Middle East.
Yes.
We're safe for a night because Nick Castellanos has been pulled from the Phillies lineup because of an inappropriate comment he made last night. So that to me says that there will be no international or national tragedies taking place tonight.
Yeah, nothing historic should take place tonight with Castellanos having the night off. I didn't catch the controversial comments. Can't say it, but can you paraphrase what he said last night?
Lachlan March, who she does a hell of a job covering the team for the Philly Inquirer, also knows hockey better than just about anyone else. She just reported a little while ago. I guess it had to do with something that he said to his manager after getting yanked from the game last night.
Oh, okay.
Good old Nick Castellanos.
I like that guy.
Philanthropist.
I really like Nick.
Professional hitter.
I really like Nick Castellanos. I like his whole vibe that he brings to a clubhouse. But we are not here to talk about Nick Castellanos. We are here to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers who take on the Cubs tonight. Wags, how close to a must-win series is this, or can this be in June with the Brewers coming in 5.5 games back of the Cubs?
I mean, I don't want to say it's must win, but it's definitely important for the Brewers to go out there. And I think the best way to say it is go down there and not get swept, which sounds minimalist, but
sure. That's
the way you got to go into it and look. And you're not going to take over the division lead this weekend. That's mathematically impossible. You're not going to clinch a playoff spot this weekend. There's still plenty of time to do it. But if you go down there and you just get smoked in 3 games, you drop 2 or 3, you put yourself in a deeper hole. And they've done a lot over the last couple weeks to climb out of that hole, to get back to 500, get over 500, create some cushion between 500, get past the Cardinals. And what you can basically do is entrench yourself as the lone competitor to the Cubs in this division. That's what this weekend is about. You know, you go down there and you drop 3 of them, your job just got a hell of a lot harder. It's not over, but it's going to be a lot harder. it's not going to decide anything. It's just going to make your life a lot easier or a lot harder, depending on how you play.
Yeah, I actually said in the opening segment of the show, if they get swept, that the season might be. I know that sounds like very very final in mid June and very defeatist, but down 8.5 games, almost halfway through the season, we're getting close to the halfway point of the season. That's a huge mountain to climb, Wags.
It is, but I mean, listen. The Brewers were, I think, you go back to 2018, they were, what, 6.5 out?
True.
On Labor Day, something like that. And don't get me wrong, it required a tremendous run. You know, probably the best month in franchise history. What were the Mets out last year after the All-Star break in mid-August? You know, 8.5 is a lot, but it's not as much as it would be come September 1st or even August 1st. And especially when you still have two series left head to head, one in each spot, you know, it's not insurmountable, but I won't say that would mean it's over, but it definitely gets more challenging, but there is still time to recover.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. How much do you think this series here plays into what the Brewers' plans are at the trade deadline or as we approach the trade deadline? How much do you think that factors in?
I think that definitely is the case. You know, this stretch against the Cardinals and Cubs, I think, was important from that standpoint for the reasons that I just mentioned. You know, it kind of determines where you are in the pecking order. You know, if you're the sole team in second place and you're somewhat within sniffing distance of the Cubs, you know what the weaknesses are, where you need to improve, and what might be able to close that gap. If you're 8.5, 9 games out as you get close to the deadline and St. Louis moves back up to second place and you got 3 or 4 teams ahead of you in the wild card race, now you're looking at a little bit more daunting test. So I think this stretch between the Cardinals and Cubs plays a big role in how they approach the deadline. And again, you've still got, you know, 6 weeks until that becomes a thing. But this kind of puts you in your spot as to let you know what you need to do.
And I don't know about you, Wags, but looking, and this is something that just kind of dawned on me today after, quite frankly, I heard other people say it, and then I like dove into the standings and I was like, oh yeah, that's probably true. The Brewers or anybody else in the NL Central probably going to have to win the division if they plan on playing baseball in October.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's looking. I mean, San Diego and LA are going to duke it out neck and neck in the National League West. The East is pretty stocked right now. I don't know exactly what the standings are. You got the Phillies on top. Who's right behind them?
Actually, the Mets are on top. Phillies 2 games back.
The Mets are on top. And Phillies 2 games back. That's right. They went on a little bit of a skid.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got those two there. It's looking more and more like it's going to be division or bust for an NL Central team this year.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, covers the Brewers for them and for us right here on The Fan. He's brought to you by Focus Baseball. I know Mizorowski is going tomorrow after he threw 5 shutout innings in his debut last week, and he left that debut with what looked like an ankle injury. Later they were calling it a cramp. What's the status of him as he enters his second start tomorrow for the Brewers?
He's fine. He's moving around normal. He's gone through all of his normal in-between start preparations. You know, a leg just kind of cramped up out on there and had him land a little bit funny. It looked a lot worse than it actually was. And then you add in the situation and the spectacle to it. And, you know, there's some natural fear. But yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's good. He's good to go tomorrow. And listen, you know, and we're going to talk about this, I'm sure, on the leadoff show today and tomorrow. This is going to be the big test for him. Like, the debut is one thing, but you're playing at home in front of a crowd that absolutely loves you and waiting to see you. Yeah, there's pressure and all that stuff and jitters and butterflies. Tomorrow, this kid is going into Wrigley, where it's going to be pretty close to full, and three quarters of the stadium are going to hate your guts and want to see you fail. And you're going up against probably the top offense in all of baseball. This kid's got his work cut out for him tomorrow.
Couple questions about him. One, I didn't get a chance to watch the first start. I did see some of, you know, the highlights from the minor leagues as he was making his way up through the ranks and getting closer, and it looks absolutely filthy. First, let me ask you about his stuff. Is it as nasty, as electric as those few highlights that I got a chance to watch, Wags?
Yeah, I mean, he threw 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour, and more importantly, he located them. You know, That is the most important thing. He located his stuff, and then his secondary pitches, which were always the big question with him, I mean, they were spot on too. He's throwing, what was it? I think he was throwing a cutter or was it a slider? I can't remember which one it was. But he's burning that thing in there at 95, 97. And then all of a sudden he's got a changeup that he only used, I think, two or three times. But that had guys fooled. And that in adding the curveball, which he's developed, and it's been really, really effective. Like, the guy has got a mix. The guy has got a legitimate pitch mix now. How well will it play now that there's at least something of a book on him and guys know what to look for? That remains to be seen. But, like, his stuff is legit. This kid, if he can put it all together, he is going to be a very good pitcher.
What are they feeding these dudes? 14 pitches, 100 miles an hour fat? That's insane. Yeah.
And for a kid who's 6'7",
yeah,
you know, like, and he is not built like a tank. I mean, this kid looks like the senior on the high school basketball team out in the suburbs who, like, just had the growth spurt and just his entire job is to stand around the hoop and take the lob and dump it in. Like, you look at this guy, you do not think major league pitcher, and you sure as hell don't think this guy is throwing absolute gas on every pitch, but man, he's got it.
The other half of it, and you sort of alluded to this, talking about the challenge of going into Wrigley Field tomorrow night. And talking to him, does he seem to have like a good level head on his shoulder? Like does he seem to have the it factor that a pitcher needs to have mentally to go out there and perform in situations like that?
I honest to God don't even think he realizes that he's in the big leagues. He is just. I'm just here pitching, man. Like, he is, I don't know how to describe it. He's just blissfully unaware. Like, he knows what his job is, and he's the important thing is he's confident in the fact that he's got the stuff and that he's got the ability and that he belongs. Like, he has the confidence. And I think that speaks to the type of guy that he is that says he's not going to go out there and get rattled, because listen, it would have been easy for a kid like that. Like, let's face it, he's on social media. All those kids are.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what the fans are saying. He knows what's being said about it. And he knows that he's been passed over a couple times. It would have been really easy for him to step onto that mound and throw his first pitch, you know, 110 miles an hour into the fourth row of the stands. But he didn't. You know, he held his own. Couldn't sense a lot of jitters out of him. I think he'll handle it fine.
Just to come back to this series real quick, and actually, while I'm talking to you, I was just, you know, I'm going through your timeline on the Twitters, Wags, just to see if I can get a nugget or two to throw into the conversation. And you retweeted this tweet from the Brewers, from their official account, just, and I'll spare people the numbers. They can go and look at it if they want, but both of these starting rotations coming into this series tonight, the Cubs and the Brewers, really, really performing at a high level. I know the Cubs have scored a lot of runs this year. I know the Brewers' offense has blown up a few times. I'm looking at this as it's going to be like a pitcher's duel type of series, especially the last two games of the series and the matchups that we have in those.
Yeah, it is going to be good television. Or if you're going down there to watch it in person, although I can't fathom why anybody would want to spend an afternoon at Wrigley Field. Sorry, Rami, I don't get it. It's going to be good ball. I mean, listen, I'll say this about the Cubs rotation, because they're missing some pieces, right? You know, they're missing Justin Steele, who's their guy. Ben Brown, who I think is pretty highly touted, he's kind of scuffled a bit. Mm-hmm. I think what's helped their pitching staff put those numbers up is that their offense has been so good and giving them leads to work with them. They can just go out there and attack the zone and be aggressive. Because you pitch differently when you have a lead. And it gives you some breathing room. Yeah. You don't have to be as fine. The Brewers, on the other hand, have not had that. You know, you look at what that pitching staff, first of all, look at who they are and look at how they've had to pitch. Those numbers become even more impressive. And this isn't a knock on the Cubs starters. Like, again, by the numbers, they're really equally close. It's can this Brewers pitching staff now face the challenge of facing an offense that they haven't seen yet? They have not had to deal with a team that hits the ball the way the Cubs do, and they didn't do a great job of it when they faced them earlier this season. So it'll be a big test.
Wags, I don't know how you looked at this division coming into the season, but I thought the Cubs were probably the favorite with the Kyle Tucker acquisition. I thought they were probably the favorite to win the division this year. But all the chatter about the Reds after they hired Terry Francona, I wasn't buying it. The talk of the Cardinals after they got off to a pretty hot start and were on the Cubs' heels there for a minute, I wasn't buying it. I expected them to fade. I thought this was a two-horse race between the Cubs and the Brewers, and I think that series victory that the Brewers got over the Cardinals here in the last few days, I think that was the beginning of them and these two teams really separating themselves from the rest of the pack, and it's going to be that two-horse race down the stretch. Do you think I'm counting those other teams out too soon?
I don't think so. I don't think the Reds are going to be a factor. I thought they would be better this year, and I thought that they would maybe make a challenge or at least stay in the hunt. They haven't been able to do that. The acquisitions haven't played out, and changing a manager is not, you know, the cure for all that ails you. St. Louis, I was very surprised by. You know, I thought they were looking at a fourth place finish this year. I thought they were definitely going into a rebuild situation. And then it kind of looked like they were kind of catching fire with no expectations the way the Brewers did last year. And now they're slumping pretty hard. I'm not counting them out yet, but I do think that when all's said and done, you know, come fall, it's going to be the Brewers and Cubs fighting down to the wire. And I really do think that when all said and done, it is going to come down to the wire.
That is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, presented by Focus Baseball, and our guest, as he is frequently right here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. And I'm sure you might catch him a little later on the leadoff show. Wags, always appreciate the time and catching up and talking some ball with you, my man.
Have a good Rami. Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.